tonight's shiur for Parshas Lech Lecha. So for this shiur for Parshas Lech Lecha, the Balei Mitzrayim this Shabbos, I want to focus on a drasha, a medrash that emerges from the opening phrase. It says, "V'am Hashem Avram Lech Lecha." So the Mefarshim are bothered by the fact that it says Lecha. What's the Lech Lecha? So many people are familiar with Rashi's comment that the Lecha implies Lehana'oscha L'tovoscha. It's be for your benefit. That's Lech Lecha. That's the interpretation we're not going to look at right now. But I do want to look at the interpretation, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Parsha Lametes Siman Zayin, again on the word Lech Lecha. So the Medrash takes note of the fact that in the previous pasuk, which is the last pasuk of last week's Sedra Noach, it mentions the phrase Vayomos Terach B'choron, that Avraham Avinu's father Terach passed away in Choron. And then the next pasuk says Avraham Shalom Avraham Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha, etc. The Medrash says Amar Yitzchak Imlinyan Acheshbon. So from a mathematical point of view, it's not really correct, because Rashi really details this. The last Rashi, or one of the last Rashi's in the last etc., works out the whole calculation, and it turns out that although the pasuk seems to imply that Terach died before Hashem told Avram to leave and come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not really the case. Terach lived for over 60 years, another 65 years. That's what the Medrash mentions here also. So I'll just to digress for a moment, just to see the Rashi inside. It gives you the whole cheshbon. In the end of Parshas Noach, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Terach B'choron, La'achash Yotz Avram Mechoron U'bol Eretz Kna'an V'hoya Shom Yosem Yishishim Shana. Rashi works out the whole mathematics. He was there for more than 60 years. Shari Ksiv Avram Ben Chomei Shonim V'Shivim Shana. And our Parshat says that Avram was 75 and left Choron. The Terach Ben Shivim Shana Hoya Kishanolat Avram. Terach was 70 years old when Avram was born. That's the Pasuk here in Noach. That's 145 years that Terach was, and he was 70 years old when Avram was born. Avram left when he was 75. That means Terach was 145 years old when Avram left. And then it says, "Adayin Nishar Mishos Harbe," many more years, because it says that Terach lived for 205 years, so another 60 years. Another 60 years he was living. So why does it say that Terach died? So that's what this Rashi deals with in the end of Noah. And that's what the Medrash says. The one reason the Medrash gives that a Rasha is considered dead even when he's alive. The Gemara has in Brachos. Okay, that's not the answer I want to focus on. Rather, it says, "If I'm going to leave my old father and go to another country, a far off land, so it's going to cause a chil Hashem." Why? What type of fellow is this? He leaves his elderly father alone and goes away someplace else. What kind of behavior is that? There's a din of kibud av aim, and people are going to complain. So Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Lecha ani potercha mikibud av aim." That's the lech lecha, says the Medrash. Lecha, I'm giving a special dispensation. In other words, enochanami, usually it wouldn't be properly, but here I'm giving you a special tour, a special license, a special permit. You're allowed to leave. "Lecha ani potercha mikibud av aim, ve'ein ani poter le'acher mikibud av aim." I would not exempt anybody else from this. Anyone else in this situation, indeed, it would be proper for them not to leave their elderly father alone, elderly parents alone. But you, that's a lecha, lech lecha, and that's how Rashi says here in the end of Noach as well. It says loma hakdima hiktima, and then I'm sorry, the Medrash then says, and v'lo odo shenim makdim misosol itziosol b'tchilu b'amos terch b'choron v'chakum v'shon avrom. That's why it says it in that order. Now the people should view it when we're learning. We should view that Terach died already, then Avram left. Of course, the Medrash spills the beans, so we know now that it's not exactly correct. But that's the thrust of the idea, that even though Terach lived, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special p'tur. Rashi, in the end of Noah, doesn't mention a special p'tur. It just says, shouldn't be publicized. That's what Rashi writes. It shouldn't publicize it, right? V'yomu lo kiyem Avram es kvod aviv sheinicho zokin v'holachol aficho. Therefore the Torah said it's like he's dead already. Fine. Okay, so that's the Medrash, and that's the Rashi in the Parashas Noach. So now we understand that somehow Avram was given some kind of a special permit, a special dispensation to leave to leave his father alone. It's interesting that the comment from the Haflo, the Baal Haflo, is a Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz. That's Haflo, Pei Lamed Aleph Hey Haflo. He wrote the Sefer HaFlah on Ksubas, also the Machman Kiddushin. Standard form that in Shivas they learn Ksubas and Kiddushin, they learn the HaFlah's form. He also wrote a comment on a Chumash called, Ponim Yopos. He was one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer. He was in Frankfurt. He was in Frankfurt. So the HaFlah deals with this Medrash. It says as follows, he quotes the whole Medrash, right? Lechoni poter mishum terach aval acher ein mitzvah. Sorry, I'll read from the beginning. So lech lechol lechoni poter mikibur av ein. Nira perusha, we can pierce from here. Dim aviv bechutz laretz ein mitzvah alias habein beretz so doche mitzvah kibur aviv. Common question, or a somewhat common question today. A child says, a person says he wants to go live in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents don't want him. Right? They want him to stay here in Teaneck. Is the child or the children, are they allowed to make aliyah? Are they allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael, even despite the objection of the parents? So the HaFlor writes, the Ponim Yopos writes, well, from this medrash it appears that, in fact, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em would win out over the mitzvah of aliyah moving to Eretz Yisrael, because it says in the medrash, and the Rashi quotes, only Avraham Avinu was given a special dispensation. Otake was not really right for him to have abandoned his father in Haran. He was an old man and needed him and so on and so forth, but Lech Lecha, Kodesh Baruch gave him a special tour. So the floor writes, one of the office writes, Dim Aviv B'chutzor, it's Ein Mitzvah Slayas HaBen Meshel Dochem, it's Kibud Aviv. V'davka Lecha Ani Pote, that was just a special dispensation of Rom. Mishun Terech, Ein Ha'osa Ma'isam Chof, because Terech was a Rosh Hof. Aval La'acher, Ein Mitzvah Aliyas Eretz Yisrael Dochem, Mitzvah Kibud. Now why would we think it would? Well, the Havamina, the whole Aliyas Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah Rabbi, right, we have Gemaras, and when Gittin says that Aliyah moving to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah rabba, and he quotes the Gemara Ksubas, that Kaladar B'chutzor is K'mi Shein Lo Eloka, right, someone lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, like he's got no, huh?
And you know what the flaw said about it?
Yeah.
The flaw on Ksubas.
Yeah.
So that Kaladar B'chutzor is K'mi Shein Lo Eloka.
Yeah.
You're talking about somebody who is a big Shoma Mitzvah.
Right.
But that's not, but even if he's not Shoma Mitzvah.
Okay, good. Anyway, so that's what she tells in a way. But he's saying, you know, we know that this, I mean, this subject touches, and I'm not really going to go into it now, touches on the whole question of whether Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is in fact a mitzvah or not. I mean, we've spoken about that in the past. You know, it's clear that the Ramban holds that it is such a mitzvah. The Ramban in his essays, his Asogas to the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam feels that the Rambam left out the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam doesn't enumerate it among the Tayag Mitzvahs, and there's a tremendous amount of literature to try and figure out what exactly the sheet of the Rambam is. Because in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he makes no mention of a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael. Yet in the Mishnah Torah, he speaks very glowingly, he quotes all these Gemaras about how important it is to live in Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of Torah, a lot of ink spilled, so to speak, to try and understand exactly what the sheet of the Rambam is on that subject. But whatever the sheet of the Rambam is, some say it's a Kiyama Mitzvah, but it's not a Chiyav. Some say it was only for that generation, and not for all generations. Different explanations. Ibn Ezra, we quote in the past, a creative explanation, he says that it's subsumed under the Mitzvah of driving the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael out. The whole purpose of driving the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael out was not that the land should be empty, but that the Jews should move in. So he doesn't count it as a separate Mitzvah. Many, many different approaches to understand the Rambam. The Ramban writes clearly, the Rambam left it out. He writes that in his commentary on Chumash also in the end of Bamidbar. So let's assume for tonight's discussion that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So the HaFlor is telling, upon the office is telling us that the Kibud Av Va'Em would win out over the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It was just Avraham Avinu that was given this special permit to forego the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes another Gemara about Shomer Chazal Bereish Yevamos, the famous Gemara in Yevamos, which says that you would suspend other mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm sorry, the Gemara has a Havamina that maybe should suspend another mitzvah for the sake of Kibud Av Va'Em. For example, the Gemara says over there in Yevamos that if a father was a kohen, tells his son, who's obviously also a kohen, go be metame, go into the Beis HaKvaros, go into the cemetery, so maybe I should listen because it's Kibud Av Va'Em. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to listen. Or if the father tells the child, you know, there's Hashavas Aved, the child finds a wallet with somebody's name, wants to return it. Hashavas Aved says, no, don't return it. So you don't have to listen. That's the famous Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi, because the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim juxtaposes, it says, Ish imo vav tiro, you have to honor, revere, and fear your parents. But then it says, the Shav Sosa Tishma, Ani Hashem. So the Gemara Dash, what do you mean, Ani Hashem? Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi, right? True, you have to listen to your parents, but your parents have to listen to me. Right? Answer to a higher authority. Right? In other words, if you get an order from the sergeant, and then you get a different order from the general is higher, because the sergeant has to listen to the general too. So that's what it's like over there. So I would say the same thing for Eretz Yisrael. So Kamashon, that's not the case, right? And then he brings also the story that a little bit of a riot, that Yaakov Avinu, it says, was punished for the failure to fulfill Kibbutz of Aim. That's the lesson of the Gemara. But what about for the failure to be in Eretz Yisrael? He ran away from Eretz Yisrael. That's not mentioned. So lo nenash almanias aliyas Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But in any event, that's, you know, he speaks about the fact that in Megillas Ruth, that Machlon and Chilion, they left Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, the clear position of the Panim Yofos, the Baal HaFloa, is that if there's a conflict, if a person wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, but the parents say no, Kibbutz of Aim would require you to stay and forego the mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu received special dispensation. Yeah.
The Yaakov Yitzchak discussion about his time in Yerushalayim Ve'Eiver.
Yeah. But Talmud Torah doesn't count.
Who told us that Terach paid Tom?
You mean Terach may have been Mochel? Okay, that's possible.
Not only the Terach Mochel.
Yeah.
If you look at the Pesukim, at the end of Noah,
Terach went to left.
Terach was the one that started, but never got to it.
Yeah, so that touches on a whole machlokus in the Mefarshim exactly. I mean, it's something to look into. It's not for right now, but it says, Lechacha me'artzacha me'laratacha, right? Where is that? Where was Avram born? So Rashi says he was born in Ur Kasdim, and then he came to Choron, and last week said he came to Choron with his father, and then it says Lechacha. What do you mean? So what do you mean Lechacha me'artzacha? He'd already left me'artzacha. So Rashi says, keep going. You know, it means Lechacha weiter, keep going. Ibn Ezra, I think, says, if I'm not mistaken, Ein Muktu Muchor Torah, really, was the commandment was earlier. The Ramban rejects both. The Ramban says, no, it's not true that he was born in Ur Kasdim. He was born in Choron. The Ramban brings a whole pack of riots. One of them, I think, is that when, later on, when in Parshas Chayisara, when he tells, when Avram tells Eliezer, don't take a wife for Yitzchak from around here. We'll go, Elakim, Elakziv, Elakti Aleich. Where'd he go? He didn't go to Ur Kasdim. He went to Choron. So you see, that's where he came from. See, yeah, the Ramban has a whole, so that's an interesting question of what was the status of that movement. One of Ramban's point is that if that was considered Lech Lecha, so what, there it seems that Avram was passive. It says Terach was the driving force behind it. But okay, it's a whole anyway. But clearly the sheet of the Baal HaFloa is, I mean, whether you can derive it from this Medrash or not, but, from the case of Avram or not, but the Medrash does say, look, I'm pottering you from Kibbutz of Aim, but I'm not going to potter anyone else from Kibbutz of Aim. And therefore the HaFloa says Kibbutz of Aim versus Aliyah Shiva Eretz Yisrael. Kibbutz of Aim wins out. And this opinion is agreed to as well. The Chai Adam, who also wrote on Yerodea, called the Chochmas Adam. So there's another sort of an extension of the Chochmas Adam called the Chochmas Adam Shari Tzedek, where he has laws relating to Eretz Yisrael. So he has a section in the back called Shar Mishpatei Haaretz, or Mishpatei Eretz, Shar Mishpatei Eretz. So Shar Mishpatei Eretz, Perik Yud Aleph, Osei, the Chai Adam writes like this, Mishi Yesha Av Aim Umochim Biyadom Ilalos. Parents are objecting the child moving to Eretz Yisrael. Sorech Ian and Mechuyev Osayis Lehem Edim Kibur Av. Oh, Dino Kishar Mitzvah Shem Tzavu Lodol Vata Echem Em Mitzvah Lo Yishma Lehem. Okay, Kedis Abi Yordei Simen Reish Mem, which we'll come back to. In the text on the top, the Chochma Zon writes, it's not clear, I'm not sure. Sorech Ian, whether the parents say, don't move to Eretz Yisrael, should the child listen or not? A child doesn't have to be a kid, it can be an adult also. Man, you know. Now, that's what he says in the text in Sif Hei. In the Bina Sodom, on the bottom, he writes, a discussion, and we'll see later some of the Achronim that he quotes, and Rishonim that he quotes, but then he says, "Ulanias daiti motzisi raya brura b'medrash rabba reish parshas lech lecha b'zeh lashon l'fisha Avram Avinu." He quotes the whole medrash, our medrash, exactly the same thing, and that's his raya, that min ha-Torah she'acher yeh potter mekibur avayim, v'lama yeh potter, v'od lama yeh Avram potter mekibur avayim, b'chinam son ala karchach, da'afal pi she'tzivol alech zeh tzor, v'hi mitzvah mikol mokom, k'sheyesh al mitzvah kibur, also allows in Cain, I have been a shikam of Ramasur, Imlo Shelech of Imol, that's the greatest father long. Lechach Omerlo, Lechani Potecha, Kabashin with Safalos, Sol Abel Acher, Afal Pisha, Ritzon Olalos, also Mitam Kibur. So the Chai Adam doesn't quote, I mean, you know, the Aflo lives there, they have an Aflo doesn't quote the Chai Adam either, but it's the same Shita. So here we have two of the very important Achronim, well known Achronim, the Aflo and the Chai Adam, who both seem to pass on Aloch the Maisa, that Kibur of Aim takes precedence over going to Eretz Yisrael.
But it has to be rational? Just a good reason?
Oh, so now, in general, it's just worth looking at. We have the Gemara in Yevamos, and I'm not going to go into this in great detail now, but it's important to understand the following as background information. The Baalei HaTosfos point out, there's a sugya in the beginning of Yevamos, it starts on Daf Hayim Beis and goes to Daf Vav and Aleph. So the sugya there is talking about the Ish Imo of Tirov, Shav Sosa Tishmor, Kulchem Chav Michvodi, we mentioned before. Okay. But the Baalei HaTosfos over there point out, and the Ramban, the Rashbah, and also the Sugim Bavansi, the Alphamid Beis, and we're inside now, we'll save a little time, say, well, what's the Havamina? I mean, well, you know, what's the idea? If a father tells a kid, go become Tomei, so the kid doesn't have to listen. Well, obviously, you have to have a special drosha, Ani Hashem, Kulchem, Chav Mechvodi. I mean, you know, what's the, she's doing a favor, but what's, you know, what's the idea? So, again, the Rishonim point out that that's only in a situation, you only need the limud in a situation where there's actually a conflict. Meaning, the father tells the kid, not stop going to the cemetery and become Tomei. But see, there's a fruit tree over there. I want you to go get me something. Because what does Kibud Av V'Aim mean? Kibud Av V'Aim, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, specifically means certain services to provide for the parents. In other words, the Gemara gives examples. Ma'achileu, Mashkeu. What does Kibud Av V'Aim mean? It means, not what we always think it means, obedience. Okay, that's what we tell the kids. But it doesn't really exactly mean that, according to most. The Gemara gives specific definitions. Provide food, provide drink, provide clothing, give to provide the parents with their needs. I like to say, provide service for the parents. So the Rishonim point out there in Yevamos and in Bar Mitzvah, you should go, and the father says, go into the Beis HaKvaros and get me something. That's Tom, go become Tomei, to the sake of error. For that, you don't need the special drosher. Or he says, I know you want to return this Aveda right now. Don't return this Aveda. I need you to do something for me right now. Then there's a conflict. Then there's a legitimate conflict. So they have to figure out, okay, what wins. So then we have a drosha, kulchem chav mechvodi. So it would appear that with the same thing here, that the parents need it for the sake of service.
This is upholding a set of chalot.
Well, that's why it comes up there in Yevamos. The beginning of Yevamos talks about Sedor. That's exactly how it gets into that discussion. Okay, now the din does appear. The din does appear in the Shulchan Aruch as follows. I mean, we'll see. So again, that's the position, as I say, of the chayodam and of the haflah, that kibud av v'aim wins out. But as you say, there has to be, I think it has to be a case of kibud av v'aim. Not the parents don't say, you know, I don't want you to move, but I know, we need you here to provide service and so on. And that's
the thing. Yeah. This son, he was the 11th child of 11 children.
Was that right?
And he sent to him in the center of Isaac.
Really?
And he decided to make Aliyah.
Okay.
And when he arrived there, he felt his friend. This is paradise.
Wow.
And all his life he was living in very...
regret. Wow.
Not regret, but unreasonable.
Wow. Now, the fact is, we need to try and understand the swara of the position of Haflo and the Chayadim. It's a nice diuk from this medrash. I mean, it does look from the medrash that it's really a special dispensation for Avraham Avinu. It does look that way. But the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Rambam mentioned as well, as follows. In Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem, that's Hilchus Kibud Av V'Aim, in Sif Teshuvah, it says, Omar lo Aviv, lavar al Divrei Torah. The father tells him to violate Divrei Torah. Bein mitzvah say, Bein mitzvah osa say, Vafilo mitzvah so Divreyem, even the Rabbanon, lo Yishmalo. In fact, even Minhagim you're not supposed to violate. But you can violate as a Midas Chassidus. You know, you do something as a Midas Chassidus, and a guy wants to stand all day on Kippur, whatever, some kind of Midas Chassidus, and the father says, don't do that, then you don't violate. But the Shulchan Aruch says openly, again, in Sif Tesvav, mitzvah say, mitzvah osa say, Afilo mitzvah so Divreyem, lo Yishmalo. You don't have to listen to your parents for that. There's no din to listen to the parents. And at the end of the Simon, in Sif Chavdal, is a famous comment of the Mechaber, first of all. Talmud Sherotza lo lechas lamakom acher shehu boteach shir simon brocha b'talmudo lifnei rab shesham. A student wants to go learn in a certain yeshiva. You know, we can imagine these cases happening today. They do. The kid wants to learn in the yeshiva so-and-so. V'aviv mochebo, and the father objects, we should doeg shebaos hayir obdei kochov ma'alilim. It's in a bad neighborhood. You know, the goyim start up there. I don't want you to go learn over there. You know, we want you to go learn on the West Bank. You're going to learn over here. You know, there are enough yeshivas in New York. Why do you have to go to such and such a place, right? Ain't no tzorach l'shmol l'aviv b'zeh. You don't have to listen to the parent. Of course, the parent doesn't have to pay. But you don't have to listen. And the Ramah adds, v'chein ima, that's what it's true. And the Ramah adds, v'chein ima av mocha ben lisa is a isho. Shiach b'otzvah. It also comes up. The guy, a child wants to get married, and the parents don't like the shit, so they're going to object. So the kid have to listen? The answer is no. Ain't tzorach l'shmol l'av. You don't have to listen. Again, the parents don't have to pay for the wedding. But ain't they're going to elope. Ain't tzorach l'shmol l'av. So it appears in this case that we need to understand why Yishuv Eretz Yisrael will be different. In other words, l'chora, let's assume, again, we're assuming for tonight's shiur that there is a mitzvah, like the Ramban says openly, like many hold, the Rambam holds, and certainly other Yishonim hold, that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So why doesn't it fall under the general category? And the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Rambam says, Torah, so you don't have to listen, right? I mean, why should Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be different? Well, the Maisa, for whatever reason, maybe we'll come back to it, that's what the Chayodim and the Haflo say, that no, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't have to do, and it was only Avraham Avinu who got special permission.
And they would agree with the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch.
by the rest of the mitzvahs, it looks like they would. I don't know that they say otherwise. I mean, it's an open Shulchan Aruch, and apparently they hold, for whatever reason, we'll have to try and see, that Yishuv Eretzel somehow is different. I don't understand why.
But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't disagree with that.
Torah doesn't say anything about Yishuv Eretzel. That's right, doesn't say. Now, among others, it's important to recognize that there are, in fact, other shittas than our floor.
It's fascinating by itself that, Aracha is learned from Agada.
We'll come back to that also. We'll see that the Pasuk Yochanan going to raise that issue. But, the fact of the matter is, other Rishonim say openly against the, but there are actually Rishonim who say differently. The Maram Rutenberg, one of his tshuvas, this is in the Tfus Berlin edition, it's section Beis, Shar Beis, Tzim Chof Ches, short tshuva, Shela, v'shesha'alta im ha'av yochol lakov al b'no milalos Eretz Yisrael, came in the Kamal and Mitzvah lalos, since there is a mitzvah, v'ksiv ani Hashem, v'chol dvar mitzvah lo yishmalo, the kavod ha'mokom kodem, finished, he lumps it together with all the rest. I mean, the Maram Rutenberg, there's no distinction. We have a principle, Ani Hashem, Kulchem Chavim Bechvodi. You don't listen to your parents and they tell you to not to do any other mitzvah, so this is no different. The Maram Rutenberg is clear that way, and he says a little bit later as well, in a later Siman Siman Ayin Tes, says again, Siman Ayin Tes, he says, Shasha'alti ma'ov yochol akav ade b'no laos etzol came in the camel and the mitzvah laos haksiv ani Hashem the dvar mitzvah lo yishmalo the kavanah makom kolim. So in two different tshuvas, basically the exact same language, that the Maram Rutenberg clearly holds that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is like all other mitzvahs, that you don't have to obey your parents, you don't have to listen to the parents, and the parents try to tell you not to do this mitzvah. Maram Rutenberg is not the only one who says this. The Mabit as well, oops, sorry about that. The Mabit in his tshuvas writes, okay, yeah, late, well, you know, it's a borderline, Moshe Mitrani. It's only a borderline, I guess. At that time, the Mechaber, so it's a borderline. But the Mabit writes in Chelek Aleph, the truth is Mabit, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf, Lamed Tez. I'll read his Lashon quickly. He has an interesting Shaila. Yelandena Rabbeinu, Ruvain Shenodar. Okay. The guy was going to move to Tzfat, you know, he took a neder, such and such thing happened, so he wants to keep the neder, but the parents don't want him to move, you know, so there's a complicated factor here, there's also a neder involved. So that's what his tshuva was about. But in the course of the tshuva, he said he possibly has to keep the neder even against the will of Kibbutz Avayim, and he writes the same thing, Yafinim Parakam, the Avonis, Dim Omalo Ovim Vimo Hitame, or Al Tachzir, don't return the Aveda, right? Lo Yishma, the Ksiv Ishim of Tiro, Vashab Sosa Tishmor, Kuchem Chav Mechodi, Kirisib Save the Kwan, Yashem, Behocha Nami, Huva Ovim Chayavim Ludor Beret Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Yishra Eret Yisrael, so the father and mother are also supposed to move. Okay, so they don't move for whatever excuse they have, they can't prevent the child from moving. Okay? And that's why he says you should do it, and even though it's a din of Kibbutz of Aim, it's the mitzvah of all the mitzvahs, Shabbos and all the other mitzvahs are Docha mitzvahs, Kibbutz of Aim. Not just Shabbos, Afilu Kol Mitzvah, Afilu Mitzvah Saseh Lechuda, and so on. So he says, certainly, Mitzvah Shivas HaYisrael, Shi Chamura, Shivas HaYisrael is a high-ranking mitzvah. So certainly, it's Doche, Kibbutz of Aim, and therefore, there's no problem, he can go live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So, both the Maram Rutenberg and the, Mabit say openly, basically openly against, I don't know whether the Afloh and the Chayadim were not aware of these tshuvas, maybe they weren't always available, not always in print, but they say openly the other way, and there's no distinction between Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and any other mitzvah.
Yishuv Eretz Yisrael here is a chiyuv to do, or
it's just a... Well, we're assuming right now it's a chiyuv to do it. I mean, that's part of the whole discussion, you know, which is a separate shiur, but we're assuming for our purpose now that it's a mitzvah, and that's it. Now, however, there is a comment from the Tashbetz, also Rishonim, in the Shel Shuvah Tashbetz in Chela Gimel Simon Reish Peches. Okay, he's talking about in general the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In the context of his tshuva, he mentions as follows: there was a slightly different case. What if somebody is living in Eretz Yisrael and then the parents want him to come out? He's already living in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents moved away or whatever. They summon him out of Eretz. So that's part of what he's doing in this tshuva. So he says, "V'ein mutar lotzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz." In general, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Once you're there, you're not allowed to leave. Ella Luma Torah in Eina Motzi Eretz Yisrael Mishalam Deinu. Okay, unless it's to learn, he can't find any. In those days, you know, the big yeshivas were not in Eretz Yisrael. So a guy can't find a place to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard for us to imagine such a comment, but in those days it was a reality. So a person can't find a place in Eretz Yisrael, so he can go ahead to leave Eretz Yisrael to go learn. Oh, mipnei kibud avayim. You're allowed to leave because of kibud avayim. So writes the Tashbetz. Okay, now, the truth of the matter is, the Chayodam, in that, the Chochmas Adam, in that in the footnote that I mentioned before, in the Binas Adam on the bottom, quotes this Tashbetz, and the truth of the matter is, it looks in this Tashbetz, logically, like the Chayodam and the Haflo are right. Why? Because he says, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Mipnei Kibud Avayim, then it's logic would dictate, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael yet, and there's a consideration of Kibud Avayim, you shouldn't go, right? Repeat. The Tashbetz says, if you're already in Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to leave Mipnei Kibud Avayim, since certainly if you haven't yet gone to Eretz Yisrael, and the parents of Kibud Avayim are telling you not to go, then certainly you shouldn't go. So that's what, the Chochmah Sadam quotes this Tashbetz, and the truth is, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, the Pischei Tshuva, in Sivkot and Vav, the Pischei Tshuva quotes it. See, it comes up in Eben Ezer. The whole, this, a lot of discussion about Eretz Yisrael comes up in Seder Noshim. A lot of the Gemara is about Eretz Yisrael in the end of Ksubas. We'll come back to it later, because one of the din about Eretz Yisrael is that you can make your wife go, or you can, if she refuses to go, you can divorce her without a Ksuba, or if she wants to go, she can demand a Ksuba. So we'll come back to that point. So that's what comes up in Eben Ezer. So there in Eben Ezer, in Siman Ayin Hey, the Sivkot Nevov, the Pischei Tshuva, quotes this Tashbetz, and he says, in this Tashbetz, I write against the Mabit. Because again, the Mabit, like the Maharam Rutenberg says, that Eretz Yisrael is like all other mitzvahs, and if the parents say, don't do it, you don't listen to them, that's all they can listen to them with any other mitzvah. Kibud Avayim is not Docha Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But from this Tashbetz, it looks like the other position is right. The Pischei Tshuva says this is a Kasha. Okay? But we still need to understand. Okay, so we have Machlokes Rishonim. We need to understand. The truth is, the Pashtus is more like the Maharam Rutenberg and the Mabit. If we have a general rule that if parents tell a child to violate an Avera or not to do a mitzvah, the child doesn't listen, so Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Chorah should fall into that category, like the Maharam Rutenberg says. The truth is that the Tashbet is mashma the other way. We need to understand why that should be so. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin which says the following. Norm Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, on Lamed Aleph Med Beis rather, tells the story of one of the Amoroim, actually, Rav Asi, who it seems that his mother went insane, a senile, in the end of her life, and she was bothering him, so he moved away. So the Gemara there says, Rav Asi, Havalei Hahi Ima Zekena, had an elderly mother, again, it wasn't mentally well, so Amrili, Bina Tachshish, Avad Lo, Bina Gavra, Nain Lo, whatever, she checked him for a lot of things. I need this, I need that. And so finally, just the shovel closed where it's all. He couldn't take it anymore. His mother nudged him day and night, and he couldn't deal with it anymore. So he put her in old age, and whatever he did, he had someone else take care of it. He couldn't deal with it any further. And he went to Eretz Yisrael. So then, after a while, he wanted to go back. He heard that she was going to pursue him to Eretz Yisrael. So also, he came to Biochanan, he went to Biochanan, who was the Galador in Eretz Yisrael, and asked, Amalei, Ma'u lo teis ma'eret l'chutz'aretz? What's the din? Can I leave Eretz Yisrael and go to chutz'aretz? So Amalei, also, I'm not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? So he says, Likras, ima ma'u? What about if it's for the sake of my mother? So Amalei, any of there. First he said, I'm not sure. Then Yisrach, Purti, waited a while. Hoda os, Amalei, Asi nisrat teis lo teis. I see you want to go. Therefore, Hamokun, Rav Yuchel, Shalom, you know, go in peace and so on. So Rashi writes, nisrat teis lo teis. Okay, he thought he was he's going back to his place in Bavel. So the Tosfos Ri Hazaken printed on the side of the page says Shechoshav, originally Rabbi Yochanan thought, she's expanding on Rashi, Shalohaya Rotzeli Chod Imo El Shorotzel Lavzor. When Rabbi Yochanan first said no, he thought Sam wanted to go back to Bavel because he had a nicer home there, had more material possessions there, whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan said no. Once he heard it for the sake of the mother, okay, so then he let him go. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So you see from that Gemara that to go for the sake of Kibud Avayim, Yochanan allowed Rav Asi to leave Eretz Yisrael. And that's probably one of the makoros for the Tshuvas Tashbetz. And it looks like Rashi and Rav Hazaken, similar way they're interpreting the Gemara, that's what they're saying. Similarly, the Meiri in Kiddushin says the same thing on that Gemara. Miri says, "B'divra Masil, D'Ivra Masil Afal Pi on Lamed Aleph Mebeis." He writes, "Afal Pi Shah Mitzvahs Lo Nitno Lidchos Bipei Kibud Avaim Kemosh Yisbor." Even though mitzvahs generally are not pushed aside for the sake of Kibud Avaim, rather you ignore Kibud Avaim and you do the mitzvah. Mikol Makom Mutar Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael Chutzlart Lotzeis Likras Aviv Likras Imo V'Chein L'Shar Minei Kavod. Miri also paskins that to leave Eretz Yisrael, so now to do something for a parent is allowed. So now you have really a host of Rishonim. Miri says it explicitly. Looks like Rashi and Avi Azokin and Tosfos Azokin and Kedusha may agree. And now you have a host of Rishonim who say that, well, you can leave Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a big jump. That's what the Tashbait said also. So it's not a big jump, as the Pesach Tshuva said, to go from there to say, well, wait a minute. If you're allowed to leave, to say it again, this is Svar, if you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, having been there already, for the sake of Kibud Av Aim, then it stands to reason that maybe before you ever went in the first place, then Kibud Av Aim would stand in the way of allowing you to go. Again, it doesn't exactly tell us a Sora, but it's a pretty good collection of riots against the Maram Rutenberg and against the Mabit, who said, no, you can't. What do you mean? How do you explain all these Gemaras? Understand the question? How do the Maram Rutenberg and the Mabit said, no, never mind Kibud Av Aim. Go ahead, go to Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? You have all these Gemaras that say you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, even allowed to leave. So how can, for the sake of Kibud Av Aim, so how can you say that you ignore Kibud Av Aim and you go to Eretz Yisrael in the first place? So that's those are the right. Again, we haven't said a svara for why it should be so, but we do see clearly that a whole group of Rishonim, Tashbei says in Mefurish, and Amiri says in Mefurish, so that's what we need to understand. So it could be that there is one caveat here that would dismiss all of those riots. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, B'dira Maschal Olamei Torah, so the Tosfos says, Tosfos there says the following: you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for the sake of learning and getting married. Perush v'daito lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael. All of that's only true. You're planning to come back. In other words, it's a temporary excursion. You're allowed to leave v'daito lachzor. Okay, the ilu ain't daito lachzor goes on to say you can't do it. And the truth, that's the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says mefurish, and that's the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. Now, he's not talking about Kibud Av Aim, but he is talking about, you know, it's relevant because what he says. The Rambam is in Perek Hay of Hilchos Melachim Halachet Tes. The Rambam says, generally speaking, Oso Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'Olam, you can never leave Eretz Yisrael. Elo Lilmo Torah, to learn Torah. Oliso Isha, to get married. Ola Hatzel Menachum, your life's in danger, let's save yourself from the Goyim. V'yachzol Aretz. Okay, you're going to go back. But to stay there permanently, so all of these riots that Rashi said in the Meirim that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, yeah, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to take care of something on a fairly temporary basis. But once you say that, you cannot. No one is saying, none of these Gemara, none of these post-Gemara are saying that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael permanently for the sake of Kibud Av Aim. So once you say it's only temporary, then it's not necessarily, then the Piskei Teshuva jump is not necessarily a jump. Because we want to say it's a kash against the Maram Rutenberg and against the Mabit, who say that you have to stay, you can ignore Kibud Av Aim. What do you mean you can ignore Kibud Av Aim? You can even leave Eretz Yisrael because of Kibud Av Aim. You can leave Eretz Yisrael, but you can leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily. So you can't prove from there, therefore a guy shouldn't move there at all. That's a huge jump. If the Gemaras were saying, if the implication of the Gemara, the way Rishonim will end, you can leave Eretz Yisrael permanently for Kibud Av Aim, then Otak could be a strong tanya against the Mabit, against the Maram Rutenberg, like the Pesach Tshuva says. But once we put in this caveat that the permission to leave Eretz Yisrael is only, you know, for a visit, for something on a fairly temporary basis, but like Tosfos and the Rambam say, it's Daito Lachzor, he's going to come back pretty quickly, so then it's a different story. Then it's, you know, then it's not necessarily a riot. Okay, so we've answered the riot. What we still need to do is try and understand what is the svara behind the position of the Chochma Sodom and of the Haflor, the Panim office that we started with. Why should Eretz Yisrael be different? Why should Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be different? If we have a general rule that you don't you ignore Kibud Av Aim in the face of a mitzvah, you should ignore in the face of this mitzvah too. Why should it be any different?
Since once you get there, Eretz Yisrael, you can't leave it.
Yeah,
that becomes a more permanent state. So that whereas you can't, you know, if you make yourself tamei, that's it. You've made yourself tamei. You know, the next time you won't make yourself tamei or whatever it's going to be. Once you've gotten yourself to Eretz Yisrael, since you then can't leave Eretz Yisrael, it's a different act.
It just sets up a Okay, that requires some thought. It makes sense. But I think I want to take it a different direction. The way I want to take it is as follows. There's a tshuva from Rav Sternbuch, and the Shal's tshuva is a contemporary tshuva. Shal's tshuva is Tshuvas von Hogus, and the section, Chelik Beis, is in Tof Mem Tes. Our question. Habein Rotzel in Sol Eretz Yisrael, Avol Yechzor La'ovid, but the father will miss him, and will lack something, Mitzvatal Mitzvah Kibur Avein. So first he says, B'mitzvah Yeshiva Yisrael Yisrael Nechol Ka Poskim, what the mitzvah is about. V'af Shevara Mitzvah, Logo Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh, Mekom Yech Yesh, Om Yehain Rak, Kishem Margish Kedushoso, you're going for the sake of, you know, the Kedusha and so on, or Mishen HaMavtiach Latzman, Ola Baruch Nius, he just wants to get away from something, so maybe it's not the mitzvah. Okay, that's a side point. Miu, B'nidon Shinshalti, Hinei Maseches Kedushin, the Gemara in Kedushin, Laman Alpam Beza, we just mentioned, Nirash Yeshiva Yisrael 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 Why? When he's in chutzlars, he's taking care of the parents. So he's osik b'mitzvah. We have a rule of osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Who adin hachav? Shekodma lo mitzvah kibud av. All of laham shich l'kaimo. V'also lo lavo lo gurbe etzio levata la mitzvah shehitzchil. The kid is at home taking care of the elderly parents in the house. Somebody's going to pack up and go to Eretz Yisrael? He's in, and the taina that it's a mitzvah. No, it's not that. So I think Rishonim says it's not that kibud av aim wins out, so to speak, over yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but the person's already involved in kibud av aim, and now he's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, unless it's, you know, for ruchnius reason, he has to teach his children Torah, whatever it is. But I mean, you know, what he brings up is this idea that the parents need him. At the end of the tshuva, he writes. So the parents don't really need his help. They're perfectly self-sufficient. Or there are 10 other children that can take care of whatever. Just they prefer him there for emotional reasons or whatever. Don't really need him. Then Yalal Eretz Yisrael. Then they should go to Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Sternbuch, I brought Rav Sternbuch down because what he throws into the mix is this idea that you're already involved in a mitzvah. In other words, other mitzvahs. So. You see, the idea is when you move to Eretz Yisrael, so that's a sea change in terms of the relation with the parents if they stay in New York, right? I mean, it's not like another mitzvah, so you're going to return the wallet or whatever it is, you're going to return the wallet later or something like that. If you move to Eretz Yisrael, it's an entire change in the nature of kibud av aim. But other mitzvahs, you do another mitzvah, it's not going to totally shift the whole relationship with the parents. But if a child ups and moves to Eretz Yisrael, it's totally different. And that's really the din. It says in the Sefer Chassidim, it would be the same thing if the child were moving to Australia or to South Africa someplace. It's a matter of changing the relationship. The Sefer Chassidim writes, and it's in Tov Kuf Samach Dalet, very interesting, as a general rule. As a general rule, not talking about Eretz Yisrael. He says, if Avi v'Imo zekeinim, it's tzrichim yishiyavod yavodam, oz lo yeitzim in our ear. You shouldn't leave the town. You can't leave town. The parents need you. It's not a question of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What I'm suggesting is maybe the svara of the position of the Chachmas Adam and the Panim Yafus, and perhaps some of these Rishonim, although we said maybe those Rishonim are different because they're only talking about leaving temporarily, but if you want to learn the other way, fine. Maybe the svara is because when a child leaves the parents, it's like the Sefer Chassidim. If the parents need it, shouldn't leave the city. Oslo Yeitzim in a year. Shouldn't even leave that town. And the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says this also. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions, again, drawing on that, that the story with Yaakov, you know. It's in Reish Mem, same simon in Yoredeya. It's in Reish Mem, Sif Lamed Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Amru Chazal Sofer Kavan the Megillah Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Avayim, because Yaakov Avinu was punished. Not the years he spent in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Avery, he wasn't punished. That was Talmud Torah. But the years that he was not violating, not fulfilling Kibud Avayim, he was punished. Okay. Lochein Imrota Lelech Lumod Biracheres Yochel Lelech Shol Brishus Avim Imo. Okay. But Venira Mizeh Dechsholach Lemitzah Cheres Tzor Chishus Avim Imo. The special limud that for learning you can go without the parents' will, but for it's another reason. Okay, so how could you go ahead and he mentions? I don't know why. He also brings this svar of osim mitzvah potter mitzvah. I'm just saying like the Sternbuch. Sternbuch doesn't quote the Aruch HaShulchan, but he brings the same idea down. Why should you leave the mitzvah kibbutz? I don't know why he doesn't mention about the mitzvah.
And
also mitzvah, huh?
And Rivka instructed him.
Yeah, it's a good horror. Okay, now that they talk about, that people talk about. What do you mean? Why should he be punished for not obeying his parents? His parents alone told him to run away. Yaakov, Yitzhak also told him to go. It's a different child. But anyway, the Aruch HaShem, I'm just bringing it down, because he also mentions no point to also mention the Potter Mitzvah. So maybe this helps us to understand that sheet. In fact, it's interesting. In the end of this, Josh is the Maharil. It's quoted the Maharil, one of the very important figures in terms of Minhagei Ashkenaz. So at the very end of the Maharil, so there's some comments made by, I guess, some of his Talmidim. So the Likutim. So there's a Likutim from Likutim Rav Shalom Meostrach. Okay? Now it says here, Shmo Maharash Rabbo de Mari Segel, the Rebbe the Maharil. What exactly was, I'm not positive, but he writes, Omer Maharash La'olam Yodur Adam B'mkoma Vosov. Commits as a home. A person should live where his parents are. Lule Zeh, if not for that, Kvar had Takti Ali Kama Pa'amim Meir Neistat. I would have moved out of this town Neistat many times over already, if not for this din. You're supposed to be where your parents live. So Mamela, now we can understand the position of the of the Chayodam and of the Panim Yafos as to why Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not simply lumped with the rest of the mitzvahs that the Shulchan Aruch says you ignore Kibud Av V'Em and you perform the mitzvah. Why? Because Kibud Av V'Em, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael represents such a departure. It's not so much Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's being away from the parents. And that's what these other poskim that I'm bringing down are saying. Of course, I won't read it now, but there's a tshuva. Printed in the Tshuvas HaRashbo, but it's really a Tshuva from the Ramban. They're called the Tshuvas, Shalos Tshuvas HaMiyuchosos L'Ramban. But it's really from the Rashbo, I think. It's in Reish Ayin Beis, Ayin Reish Beis. It mentions there, but of course, if the parents give Rishuz, then it's okay, fine. Now, we only have one piece left. We still have, we've explained the Svara of those who say that you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael and against the parents' objection. But I pointed out the Maram Rutenberg and the Mabit, and others say clearly that you can. And the pashtus is, without this fancy alumnus, the pashtus is, why should it be different than the other mitzvah? So we gave a svar. I think the pashtus is not that way. So the question is, how do the others... that's how it's out of Maram Rutenberg and those people paskin. So the question is, how do they explain this medrash? We got started with this whole medrash from the from Lech Lecha, that it seems to be that it was only Avraham Avinu who was given a special dispensation to go to Eretz Yisrael against Kibud Av V'Em, but they're saying everybody could do it. The Ramban said, never mind Kibud Av V'Em, you can go to Eretz Yisrael against the parents' objection. It wasn't just Avraham Avinu. So here we have this interesting sefer called the Pa'as HaShulchan.
Sorry,
well,
this is a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Ramban Rutenberg would say that even if the person was actively engaged in an older parent's well-being?
I don't know, but he doesn't make any chiluk. He says, never mind Kibud Av V'Em. He doesn't say, you're right, you could say that he wouldn't say it in that case. I don't know. I mean, we've known for sure. But again, so what do you... But see, now we can go back to this point. Who said Avraham Avinu was actively involved? The question is, what do they do with the measures? So the Pas HaShulchan, which is a Sefer written on... it's called Sefer Pas HaShulchan, who sof b'siyim la'arba Shulchan Aruch. It's like another section of Shulchan Aruch that deals with all the laws of Eretz Yisrael. He has Hilchot Leket and Shikra and Demai and all the Eretz Yisrael Dikar laws. He starts off with a section called Hilchot Eretz Yisrael, properly enough. So in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, in Simon Beis, at the end, Simon Beis Sif Chof Aleph, says here, Mi sheyesh lo ov ein bechutz laretz umochin biyado lo tesh mkoma eretz yisrael, eino mechoy v'lishmoyim b'vazeh. He paskins like the Maram Rutenberg, like the Mabit, straight out. Again, Mi sheyesh lo ov ein bechutz laretz umochin bo lo tesh mkoma eretz yisrael, eino mechoy v'lishmoyim b'vazeh, period. In the footnotes called Beis Yisrael, a long piece, the long piece he presents on the Marmakomas that we have over here, posted a whole long essay to Pastor Shulchan to explain this whole issue. So towards the end of his presentation, he writes as follows. He says, what about the Medrash that the Panim Yafos quotes? So he says, first of all, he says before, there's no riot from there. First of all, Milvad, the Ein Morin Halacha Min a Medrash. Who says that we're going to make a whole halachic Psak based on a medrash? I mean, a medrash, okay. It's not the first time there's a medrash. We don't have to paskin a halacha on the base of a medrash. And mivad ain more halacha than a medrash. Beprat negar hashasu poskin. Certainly when it's against, you can try and demonstrate that it's against the Gemara says. Medrash is not necessary. These type of medrash are not necessary halacha l'maisa. And he says, aside from that, there's no riot from there anyway. Deman chibinu of Romanon, kiyem me'atso kol ha-tor kodum nisiyosa. Okay, who is Mechuyah? What Kibbut of Aim? Who Kibbut of Aim? I was Kodamat and Torah. So the whole riot is no riot, he said. He He says, "Rak mipnei the kol umos olam mekayim kibud av aim." But it wouldn't look nice because kibud av aim is something that's sort of natural and people do it. They respect their parents. So then, even though they're not commanded to do it, it's like mitzvah sichlios. It's a logical mitzvah. Okay, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzivol sheyelach la'aretz Yisrael gam shenich av v'chutzor tzayzik noso v'shelo yeheh chil Hashem amar lechani poter. But the lo haya az mitzvah leilech. It wasn't a question of a mitzvah in the same sense.
Avraham Avinu haya midat chasidut.
In effect, right, exactly. So that's the teretz of the pasuk Shulchan. Never mind the medrash. And therefore, among contemporary or more contemporary poskim, I don't know if I brought you, I did. Among more contemporary poskim, the Ben Ish Chai, for example, in Parsha Shoftim, Shana Beis, he has 2 years worth of material, so he has in Shana Beis, in Parsha Shoftim, Os Yud Tes, he writes, Omer le Ovav Lavar al Divrei Torah, Bein Mitzvah Asay, Bein Mitzvah Los Asay, Fila Mitzvah Dabana, Lo Yishmo, like we said, Lefichach, Im Tzivo, Shele Yimcha La Adam Ploni. Father tells his son, don't forgive so-and-so for this Avera. Lo yidaber imo, don't talk to this guy. But Bain wrote to Lasso Shalom imo, and the son wants to make peace. Lo yishmal avi. V'chein im tzivo legarish es ishto. The father doesn't want you to divorce your wife. Doesn't have to listen. V'chein shalo yal al Eretz Yisrael. All right, tafad ala, lo yishmal avi. So again, the Ben Ish Chai paskin is that way. And, I'll just say quickly, in the Sechemed also, which I have over here, the Sechemed in the Asifas Dinim section in Mareches Eretz Yisrael, discussing this issue as well, Marcus Eretz Yisrael in Sif Beis, he writes, in Kachana brings a Rai, he says, and he mentions, it's Mutter, Lotzitz, L'chutzot, Nikach, Isho, he allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to marry and go to Chutzot to find a wife, Filo name of the Otzman, L'chutz, Otzman, and Atorah, Mikom, Mokum, Lo, Odiv, Mitzvah, Kibbut, Av, Aim. He wants to say that it's not Odiv, Mitzvah, Kibbut, Av, Aim, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Torah. So on this, Rav Kook, interestingly enough, in the Tshuva's Mishpat Kohen, of the Rambam Rashi of Kook in Mishpat Kohen Simon Kook Mem Zion, I should have marked it off, analyzes this tshuva. He analyzes some Ha'oros Tepes Techemet, and he refers to him as the Mechaber Shlita. So I guess he's doing a lifetime as Techemet. He mentions Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Yeshom with the Nilches Mizit Kibbut Av Ein. You can say a story that it is pushed aside and given.